College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Our phone records can be collected again. Controversial NSA surveillance that ended Sunday night, legalized again last night, but with changes. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
Under the USA Freedom Act, phone records of everyday Americans will remain with the phone companies. The government will still have access to them, but only after getting permission from the surveillance court. Vermont Democrat Senator Patrick Leahy calls it the
first major overhaul of government surveillance laws in decades.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who lobbied to keep the mass data collection program going, called on lawmakers to
ensure this legislation is as strong as it can be under the circumstances.
The president signed the bill just hours after the Senate passed it. Dave.
Rachel, arrest in Boston hours after a man under terror surveillance was shot and killed. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
David Wright is now in custody. The U.S. Attorney's Office says he will face federal charges, and while they wouldn't specify just what those are, they did confirm they're related to the investigation of Usama Rahim. The Boston Police Commissioner William Evans says Rahim confronted police with a knife after officers tried to talk to him.
There was enough information there that we thought it was appropriate to question him.
Now, a source told Fox's Boston TV affiliate there was an active plot centered around harming law enforcement officials, Dave.
Tanya, divers keep searching inside an upside-down cruise ship that capsized in China's Yangtze River.
14 miraculously have survived, but that still leaves well over 400 who are still missing. Many of them will be still inside that boat. There is still some hope, perhaps, that they are in air pockets and that they are alive.
That's Sky News' Mark Stone on the scene in China. 19 bodies have been found so far. More soccer corruption. Interpol has added 6 men with ties to FIFA to its most wanted list. Hours after FIFA President Sepp Blatter's surprise announcement that he'll step down, that came days after he was reelected. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I work for myself. I spend most days driving people where they need to go. It pays the bills, and figuring out the rest is easy with QuickBooks Self-Employed. It's a simple program that estimates my federal quarterly taxes, so I know where I stand, whether I'm behind the wheel or in front of the oven, cooking for my own catering service. I rely on QuickBooks to help me know how much money to set aside for Uncle Sam and how much stays in my pocket. That's how I own it.
If you work for yourself, try QuickBooks Self-Employed with a free 30-day trial. Learn more at qbselfemployed.com.
And now another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. Recently, a man decided to spare his family the expense of Father's Day. No lunches, cards, or gifts. Then he heard about amazing savings on the latest products at Golfsmith and immediately changed his mind. Besides, he could always be thrifty on another holiday, like Valentine's Day. Hurry in for savings on prior generation Titleist Pro V1s and FootJoy DNA golf shoes this Father's Day, only at Golfsmith. Anything for golf.
When you're looking for the one store you can trust to have the exact battery you need right when you need it, whether it's for your car, smartphone, watch, plus light bulbs for lamps, can lights, appliances, all topped off by helpful experts, it's easy to see why nobody else stacks up to Batteries Plus Bulbs. Batteries Plus Bulbs can also repair your iPhone or iPad, usually while you wait. And we can help you get the exact Duracell Ultra batteries and light bulbs you need. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
Right now at Batteries Plus Bulbs, save $10 on Duracell Ultra Marine batteries after mail-in rebate. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station. See batteriesplus.com for details and limitations.
There are some things you can rely on this time of year. The days will get longer, the weather warmer. And Batteries Plus Bulbs will have the exact Duracell Ultra motorcycle, lawn and garden, and marine batteries you need to get the season started right. In fact, if you need any kind of battery for the outdoors, you'll find it inside our doors. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
Hi, I'm Kathy Cruzy, CEO for St. Joseph Regional Health Center. I'm excited to share that softballs will be flying on June 4th as the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce hosts its 8th annual Community Softball Classic, a tribute and salute to our first responders. Ryan, team sponsors are St. Joseph, McDonald's, again, and Brazos Valley Fire and Apparatus Services. A portion of proceeds will support the 100 Club.
Lou, I'm Fire Chief Eric Hurt. For only $9, softball fans will cheer as our returning champions, Hot Stuff, the firefighters, and Cold Steel, the police officers, battle it out out at Seller Core Field, home of the Brazos Valley Bombers, back-to-back national champions. Your ticket also allows you to stay for the Bombers game immediately following.
I'm Police Chief Eric Buskey. We look forward to seeing you on June 4th at the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce's Community Softball Classic, a tribute and salute to our first responders. Gates open at 5 p.m., and you can order tickets at www.bvbombers.com. A free meal will be served to the first 650 ticket holders. For more information, call the Chamber at 979-260-5200.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
The only time you'll hear Rush coming from the left. Buy an HD radio for clarity and stereo. WTAW.
Dr. Drew Johnson is with us. Doctor, type 2 diabetes, is it reversible?
Absolutely.
You got an educational seminar coming up. Would you tell us kind of an overview of that?
Well, at the seminar, the people that attend are going to learn what causes type 2 diabetes and what they can do to reverse it. Now, there's no doctor on the planet that can cure you from that, or they'd have done that already. But you can take the action steps necessary in order to reverse that. And at the seminar, we're going to talk about the flaws that are inherent in the system that's holding you hostage.
How much does it cost?
It's absolutely free.
It can't beat a price like that. Need to register ahead of time?
Sure do. You need to reserve your spot by calling 268-1162.
Tell me, what do you think that the listeners need to know right now as far as what will happen during the seminar?
They need to know that the path that they're on right now, the medical path where they take medication after medication, is only going to get worse, and that many of the medications that they're taking actually make the problem worse.
So if they'd like some more information about the seminar, what do they do?
They call 268-1162 and make a reservation. Hold their spot for the seminar.
Johnson Performance and Wellness.
WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. An update to yesterday's story about Bryan High School seniors who went through an appeal process in order to graduate. Officials say all 36 students who appealed can participate in commencement exercises after passing local tests administered by a committee that included teachers and the students' parents. That's after the seniors failed one or two state-mandated end-of-course exams. A week ago yesterday, a Bryan man was beaten with a bat near a convenience store on East MLK. Police now report the death of the victim, 28-year-old Kendrick Wesley of Bryan. Detectives will consult with the district attorney's office to review charges against 37-year-old Cedric Fielder Sr., who turned himself in on a charge of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and violating parole. A divided College Station City Council approved rezoning 63 acres of land for a new housing development along an extended Victoria going southwest to Greens Prairie Road. Lot sizes will become smaller from the former estate home designation, something supported by real estate broker and home builder Kyle Grant.
The fact that these houses or land has been sitting there, not developed since 2001, I think shows that the demand for these estate lots is not there.
Opponents came from neighbors in the Castlegate 2 and Sweetwater Forest developments, along with bordering property owners in Welburn that included Jane Cohen.
So let's leave a strip here that's nice, larger lots. Let Welburn retain some of its rural characteristics.
The council voted 4-2 to approve the rezoning for the construction of 170 homes. An update on local economic development activity was part of the last Bryan City Council meeting. Part of the report from Todd McDaniel of the Research Valley Partnership was the average salary at the new Nutrabolt headquarters is $80,000, which matches the average throughout the biocorridor, and that's more than twice the county average.
Our average county wage is currently a little over $36,000. So if you look at our most recent projects, they're all substantially above the average wage for Brazos County. And that's part of our strategy to continue to try to raise the bar for the quality. And these are all types of jobs, too, to recognize. These aren't just, you know, jobs at the PhD or the MBA level. These are jobs that have everything to do from quality assurance across the board to some of their sales and business development activities, et cetera. So
six members of the council agreed with McDaniel that eight local companies are in substantial compliance with economic development agreements. As the Brazos Valley and much of Texas recovers from destructive weather, Bill McGuire of the Better Business Bureau warns residents about storm chasers.
Storm chasers are guys that
roll into your neighborhood because there's so much work to be done. You know, a lot of remodeling going on and things of that nature. People need it. They want it right now. And there aren't enough local businesses a lot of times that you can call on. They're going to be busy. And so these guys take that as an opportunity to roll into town, start going door to door, and try to get their hands on some of that money.
McGuire says even if you're in a hurry to get work done, you should work with local businesses. He says you should always ask for referrals, proof of insurance, and avoid cash deals. Go online to WTAW.com for more information. A telephone scam that's hit Bryan and College Station Police, the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, and BTU now involves Texas A&M Police. A news release from the University Police Department indicates receiving multiple reports from individuals who have fielded calls from someone manipulating UPD's non-emergency number, making threats unless they're paid. More information is on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:10 at 71 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. We'll have more news for you at 6:30. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Brenham National Bank is proud to welcome Nathan to College Station.
Hi, I'm Nathan Van Noord, president of the College Station location of Brenham National Bank and Fightin' Texas Aggie Class of 2001. Come visit us on the corner of Southwest Parkway and Earl Rudder Freeway to meet the friendliest staff in town, experience great customer service, and discover the great products and services of a hometown community bank. Once you know Brenham National Bank, you'll be a friend, not just a new account.
Member FDIC.
Good morning at 6:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Go to peachcreekvineyards.com.
Dry weather continues to hold across the region, and again, this is great news for the area. High pressure is out over the western Gulf of Mexico this morning. It'll be responsible for all the sunshine we see today. Highs near 90 degrees. Clear tonight, lows near 70. It's going to be sunny during the day tomorrow. We're going to see our temperatures return to near 90. Clear tomorrow night with a low of 70. That's going to be partly to mostly sunny on Friday. Temperatures on Friday are going to be around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with the release of the NCAA times for this weekend's Super Regional. A pair of Aggies win SEC Athlete of the Year honors, and the Brazos Valley Bombers pick up where they left off last season with a win. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you about 6:50.
Starting our day this morning with the story of a pair of French silk underwear.
All right.
Oh, yes. But once belonged to Eva Braun.
Oh.
Yeah, even more.
Spoils of war.
On sale at an Ohio antique shop.
So Eva's undies.
Yeah.
Wait, that's not like Hitler's car or something.
No, not quite. I wish it had made Antique Roadshow.
But still.
Anyway, the high-waisted unmentionables, monogrammed with the initials EB, which would make sense since that's Eva Braun, being sold at the Mantique store in Elmore, which is near Toledo, Ohio.
Mantiques?
They're called Mantiques is the name of it. Yeah, I guess it's guys who own an antique store, and so they call it Mantiques. Don't know. Or their name could be Mantique. Store owner claims that he bought the Nazi lingerie from a retired U.S. Air Force major. The major says that he bought the undies from the first lieutenant who claimed to have been present during the 1945 liberation of Hitler's Alps retreat. The first lieutenant reportedly shipped the panties along with dozens of other items back to U.S. America in 1945.
So they got that, what, Berchtesgaden? Isn't that what that was called?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Eva Braun, 33. Committed suicide along with Hitler in Berlin's bunker at the end of the war. The panties live on, as they say. The salmon-colored briefs can be yours for only $7,500, OBO. Yeah, well.
At that age, I don't think they have PO anymore.
Yeah, probably not.
Info.
And again, after you buy those, I mean, are you just going to invite people over for dinner to see that, or how do you?
Oh, no, you get a shadow box.
Yeah, I guess that could work.
That's got to be the capstone on your collection. There's not much else you can buy after that.
Well, yeah, that's probably right. If I could only. Bill Gates, are you listening? Bill Gates, are you listening? Great time today.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance.
W.E. Gibson is a trusted choice agency. That means that W.E. Gibson subscribes to the Trusted Choice Pledge of Performance. That pledge states that we will work with you to identify the insurance products that are right for you and use our access to over 35 companies to deliver those products. It also states that we will thoroughly explain the coverages and options available to you. We will return your phone calls and emails promptly. We will commit our staff to continuing education so that they may be more knowledgeable in serving you. And most importantly, it states that we will treat you with respect and courtesy and that we will conduct our business under the highest ethical standards. W.E. Gibson has been doing business in this manner for over 130 years. We don't feel that you can get this kind of commitment and service by getting quotes on the internet or from an agent that represents just one company. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
615, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. We have experts on everything. So,
hello.
So, yes. I understand that you saw a television show, Texas Country Reporter, with our great friend Bob Phillips, who stops at every Dairy Queen he possibly can.
Yes.
Yeah, and so, what was that? And it was in Houston.
Somewhere in Houston. You know how big Houston is. You'd have to look it up. But the store had nothing but things for men antiques.
Okay.
That's why they call it mantiques.
So like fishing rods or
Yeah, no sawing machines, no vacuum cleaner, you know, nothing like that.
Okay.
Nothing for women, just men.
Antique saws. But I wonder how Eva Braun's undies end up at a mantique store in Ohio, though.
That's kind of
scary.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, thank you. I appreciate that. Bye.
It'd be Victor's secret.
Yeah. So obviously we have experts on everything. It doesn't matter what we're talking about. I love this show.
Oh, yeah. I mean, our listeners are just basically people who won't accept the salaries we do.
Yeah, man, you're right. Mantiques. Wow. All right, see how all that goes. All right, today is repeat day. It's repeat day. Did I say it's repeat day? Did I mention that it's repeat day? It's repeat day.
Seems vaguely familiar.
Yeah, it does. Okay, anyway, so here we go. It's also National Egg Day. Again, eggs get a day. It's Running Day. Chocolate Macaroon Day.
Macaroon or macaron? There's a difference.
Oh, okay.
All right, smarty pants. What is the difference?
One's made with coconut and decidedly, I guess, American.
Yeah.
The other one is macaron. There's only one O in that one.
Oh, no. This is macaroon, buddy.
Okay, macaroon,
yeah,
we're
then. Doing macaroons.
All right. I didn't know they had chocolate macaroons.
Oh, so those are those things that look like macaroons but don't have coconut in them, is that?
Yeah, no, they're made with almond flour, and they look like hamburgers more than anything.
Yeah, okay, all right, I'm with you. Okay, well, there, I learned something. All right, what do we got for birthday?
We are being very snooty this morning.
Yeah, there you go.
let me see, Rafael Nadal, who is actually playing tennis today, is also celebrating a birthday. He's 29. Anderson Cooper is 48 years old. Dan Hill, sometimes when we touch, 61 years old. Susie Quattro, 65. Leather Tuscadero.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Denise Williams, 65 years old, and Chuck Barris, the dating game, CIA spy, general whack job. He's 86.
Wrote Palisades Park.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, okay.
But he created the dating game, the newlywed game, and the Gong Show.
The Gong Show, which is just the best.
That is like the best show ever
made.
It is,
yeah, pretty good. Is that it?
That's all I got.
I got, did we mention Jamie O'Neill? I don't know if you heard that.
Okay.
He is 49. Jill Biden, the second lady, is 64. And Cuban President Raul Castro would be 84 today. Denise Williams? Who's Denise Williams? Yeah. All right, never mind. There's got to be more than one in America, I know. But anyway, there's one here.
That name's familiar.
Yeah, huh? Well, again, that's
She's pretty looking, I think.
Oh, okay. She's pretty looking. Okay.
Well, there goes the highfalutin part of the show.
Okay, now, well, we just had our second Patrickism in that many days. What was that about? They just make less than us? What was that again?
They won't accept the salaries we do.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the spring with the Kubota L2501F 25-horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder, complete with a $300 factory rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $12,195 or 10% down and payments of only $162 per month. Norman G. Tractor asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Norman G. makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade-in could be your down payment. Norman G. Tractor voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normangtractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So the president said that Americans' image around the world has improved thanks to what? His presidency.
People don't remember. When I came into office, the United States in world opinion ranked below China and just barely above Russia. And today, once again, the United States is the most respected country on earth.
Is he that delusional? Let's see. Our enemies feel emboldened. They're challenging America in ways we never would have dreamed of before, all thanks to the vacuum that was left by Obama leading from behind. Think of how Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, all of them have stepped up their proactive actions and their rhetoric in ways that embarrass and challenge America's leadership. Meanwhile, we have also alienated our allies. Nowhere is this more evident than our deteriorated relationship with Israel.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, wouldn't you like to update your windows and still have reason to celebrate afterwards? Well, with Blinds.com, you will. Go to Blinds.com/easy, and when you spend $299 or more on window treatments this month, you'll get a $100 dinner and 2 movie tickets. That's right, from Blinds.com. With Blinds.com, their window treatments are easy and more affordable than in stores. Now you get dinner and a movie when you spend $299 or more. Go to Blinds.com/easy for details. Order per household, and you'll see easy in a whole new light with Blinds.com.
And now another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. A man told his wife he only wanted a nice card this Father's Day, so she went to Golfsmith and got the new tailor-made AeroBurner iron set and a free $100 gift card. He was overwhelmed by the thoughtfulness of the card and couldn't really blame her for keeping the irons for herself. Hurry into Golfsmith from now until June 28th and get a free gift card of up to $100 when you purchase a new tailor-made AeroBurner club. Golfsmith, anything for golf.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Auto sales are stronger than expected in May, boosted by Memorial Day promotions and strong demand for new SUVs. Sales rose 2% from a year ago to more than 1.6 million cars and trucks, their fastest pace since July 2005. Sikorsky says it's cutting 1,400 jobs in the coming years. The helicopter manufacturer faces declining demand for shuttling workers to offshore oil platforms. The Connecticut-based unit of United Technologies also cited weak demand for international military products. The job cuts affect facilities in Connecticut, Pennsylvania, and Poland. Men's Warehouse founder George Zimmer, who was ousted from the suit retailer 2 years ago, has launched Z Tailors, a company that sends clothing tailors to homes or offices. Booking a tailor to hem skirts or taper baggy shirts is done through the Z Tailors website or with a phone call. The company says it has hundreds of tailors in more than a dozen states and plans to be nationwide by the end of the summer. Futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and fewer harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF. We create chemistry.
What are you doing?
Looking for the best hotel value in America.
That's easy. It's America's Best Value Inn.
Really?
Sure. They have over 1,000 hotels across North America.
Okay, that's good.
They offer free Wi-Fi, continental breakfast, and HBO at most locations.
That's even better.
And when you join their free value club, you get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
You're right. America's Best Value Inn is the best hotel value in America.
Book a room today at abvi.com.
Done.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and here's my commentary, brought to you by GunCorps. 126 years ago, today,
in 1888, a guy named Ernest Lawrence Thayer quite possibly became the most noted American poet ever. It wasn't flowery. Most would say it's pretty common. And it ran in the San Francisco Daily Examiner. He got exactly $5 for it. You know it. It's Casey at the bat. Well, one of the most famous play-by-play guys in the history of baseball is a man named Ernie Harwell. And here's his Casey at the bat.
The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 4-2 with one inning left to play. And so when Cooney died at first, and Burroughs did the same, a sickly silence fell upon the patrons of the game. A straggling few got up to go in deep despair. The rest clung to the hope which springs eternal in the human breast. They thought if only Casey could get a whack at that, they'd put up even money now with Casey at the bat. But Flynn preceded Casey, as did also Jimmy Blake, and the former was a pudding, and the latter was a fake. So upon that stricken multitude, a grim melancholy sat, for there seemed but little chance of Casey's getting to the bat. But Flynn let fly a single to the wonderment of all, and Blake, the much despised, tore the cover off the ball. And when the dust had lifted and they saw what had occurred, there was Jimmy safe on second and Flynn a-hugging third. Then from the gladdened multitude went up a joyous yell. It bounded from the mountaintop and rattled in the dell. It struck upon the hillside and recoiled upon the flat. For Casey, mighty Casey, was advancing to the bat. There was ease in Casey's manner as he stepped into his place. There was pride in Casey's bearing and a smile on Casey's face. And when responding to the cheers, he'd lightly doffed his hat. No stranger in the crowd could doubt was Casey at the bat. 10,000 eyes were on him as he rubbed his hands with dirt. 5,000 tongues applauded when he wiped them on his shirt. Then while the writhing pitcher ground the ball into his hip, defiance gleamed in Casey's eye. A sneer curled Casey's lips. And now the leather-covered sphere came hurtling through the air, and Casey stood a-watching it in haughty grandeur there. Close by the sturdy batsman, the ball unheeded sped. That ain't my style, said Casey. Strike one, the umpire said. From the benches black with people, there went up a muffled roar, like the beating of the storm waves on a stern and distant shore. Kill him, kill the umpire, shouted someone from the stands, and likely they'd have killed him had not Casey raised his hand. With a smile of Christian charity, great Casey's visage shone. He stilled the rising tumult. He bade the game go on. He signaled to the pitcher, and once more the spheroid flew. But Casey still ignored it, and the umpire said, strike two. Fraud, cried the maddened thousands, and the echo answered fraud. But a scornful look from Casey, and the audience was on. They saw his face grow stern and cold. They saw his muscles strain, and they knew that Casey wouldn't let the ball go by again. The sneer is gone from Casey's lips. His teeth are clenched in hate. He pounds with cruel violence his bat upon the plate. And now the pitcher holds the ball, and now he lets it go. And now the air is shattered by the force of Casey's blow. Oh, somewhere in this favored land, the sun is shining bright. The band is playing somewhere, and somewhere hearts alight. And somewhere men are laughing, and somewhere children shout. But there's no joy in Mudville. Mighty Casey has struck out.
Ernie Harwell from a kid's show on the anniversary of Casey at the Bat. And that is my commentary brought to you by GUDCOR. They now offer classes, Cerakoting, automatic knives, and they even have their own shooting range. To find out more, go to gun-corps.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you so much for listening.
Good morning, 628, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Mostly sunny, high about 89 or so, low will be around 70. We'll continue that pattern, which is kind of what we expect for this time of year, right-o? Mm-hmm. All the way through, looks like at least Tuesday, And no mention of rain in the forecast for that period. Right now, winds are calm. 87% relative humidity. We have fair skies, and it's 70 out there.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
So does your boss have a personality trait or two that drives you absolutely crazy? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
Just about everybody can find something wrong with their boss.
It's not that bosses overall as personalities, as human beings, are horrible people. It's that many bosses have specific traits that drive people crazy.
Catherine Crowley, co-author of the book Working for You Isn't Working for Me.
So someone might be a very kind, understanding boss and yet be spineless when it comes to defending you or advocating for you in some way. Someone else may be very dynamic and yet they scream at moments that aren't good and get right under your skin. So it's a tricky, tricky relationship, and it's also the person who gives you your paycheck. So we tend to endow them with a certain kind of power.
Catherine says unless you've got another job all lined up, you really need to make that relationship with your boss work.
It's better to accept this is the person that I'm working for, which is very hard, but say, okay, I've got a very controlling boss and understand that it's their issue and try to work with them than it is to throw your arms up and say, okay, well, I give up. I'm not going to try. Because then you look like the lesser person.
What's really interesting is once you accept the boss for who he or she really is, you can then begin to manage the relationship. How?
Depersonalize. Take it less personally. The yeller has always been yelling from the day you weren't there to the day you started to after you leave. Learn to work with the person, and eventually you will be heard.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32, 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the 30 Minutes or Less ER Service Pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. 170 new homes in South College Station is the result of rezoning at the last city council meeting. The area is between Castlegate 2 and Sweetwater Forest, along what will become an extended Victoria Road to Greens Prairie Road. The 4-2 vote followed more than 1 hour of discussion by the council, staff, and 10 public speakers. Shane Leckler, whose home in Castlegate 2 borders the new development, says it's clearly a case of spot rezoning where developers are cramming more homes in a rural setting that will result in more traffic problems.
Turning out of Castlegate onto Greens Prairie Road at any exit right now is a gamble for your life. Victoria to Wilburn will also get backed up, just as Greens Prairie Trail and Wilburn bottlenecks.
Councilman John Nichols, who made the motion approving the zoning change, says the city is making multiple traffic improvements in the next 6 to 12 months.
Particularly excited about the traffic signal at Victoria and W.D. Fitch, although I know people who drive on W.D. Fitch regularly would prefer to have it be a speedway.
Nichols also noted the area will provide a transition of larger lots to the west in Sweetwater Forest and smaller parcels to the east in Castlegate 2. Are you looking to get work done on your house or business due to recent flood and or weather damage? The Better Business Bureau's Bill McGuire advises against using non-local companies.
Work with local businesses.
I know you may be in a hurry, but you want to make sure that they have the contractor has appropriate identification, such as permanent lettering on their work trucks. They might have uniforms with their names on them, printed invoices, estimate sheets, business cards. A physical address in our area would be really nice to have.
McGuire says workers in town following bad weather also knows out of town are also known as storm chasers, typically want to work with cash only.
You've gotten your insurance check, you've cashed it, you're ready to get work done. They tell you they want half the money right now so they can go buy materials. It's usually a red flag.
McGuire says you should get everything in writing and ask for proof of insurance. For more tips and information, go online to WTAW.com. Staggering numbers were given at the last Bryan City Council meeting about local economic development. Research Valley Partnership President Todd McDaniel says they've worked with more than 30 companies over the last 8 years.
$34 million in payroll, $253 million in investment, valuation 2014 of $55 million, projected value in 2015, $231 million. So what this is telling me is that the good work of the City of Bryan and the partnership is paying off in terms of strategic projects.
City Manager Keene Register says that the new Axis Pipe and Tube plant, the 2015 appraised value is $235 million, almost twice the $120 million that's required to receive incentives from the city. And the controller at Axis, Gary Massey, says in less than 2 years, they've purchased $5.5 million of goods and services from 80 local businesses.
Look around. We have 60 Bryan companies also seeing increased businesses, hiring more people, providing more city taxes through sales taxes because of the city's granting of the business incentives.
The council agreed with the RVP that 8 companies are in substantial compliance with economic development agreements. A Bryan man who was beaten with a bat last week near a convenience store on East MLK has died. Police say an autopsy will be done on 28-year-old Kendrick Wesley, and detectives will consult with prosecutors to review criminal charges. 37-year-old Cedric Fielder Sr. of Bryan turned himself in and was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and violating parole. Investigators were told Wesley and Fielder were involved in a verbal argument that became physical. Texas A&M Police is the latest target of phone scammers. UPD's non-emergency phone number is showing up on the caller ID of multiple people. The reports to UPD came from people who were threatened with arrest, deportation, dismissal of degrees, or being kicked out of the university if they pay the caller with a preloaded debit card or wire transfer. On our website at WTAW.com is more information about the scammers, who have also used phone numbers from BTU, the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, and police departments from Bryan and College Station. The Bryan Police Department has new equipment for its canine unit. Officer Kelly McKeithen says it comes from Rudder High School.
Mr. White's welding shop had donated to our canine unit some obstacle course equipment. The ones that we had were old, they were falling apart, they'd been weathered, and they were all constructed of wood. So the welding class made some out of iron, and then we have to paint it and add the wood to it and some fencing material and stuff. But they completed that in about 3 weeks' time and got that to us like last week or the week before. And we just want to give them a huge thank you. The canine unit took out some pizza to them today to thank them for all the work that they did.
Photos are on our website at WTAW.com. All 36 seniors in the Bryan School District in jeopardy of not graduating after failing state-mandated end-of-course exams have passed their local appeal tests and can participate in commencement exercises later this week. This includes 6 from Rudder, 8 from Bryan High, and 22 from Mary Catherine Harris. This follows all 8 College Station School District seniors who passed their appeals and received their diplomas last Friday. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 71 degrees. This look at news brought to you by College Station Medical Center. More news coming up at 7 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room. And we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less. Because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
Do you need a tougher John Deere tractor to handle your chores? Sioux Falls Prater Equipment has just what you need to take on the hardest jobs. John Deere 3E Series compact utility tractors are ideal for loading, mowing, digging, and landscaping, and are loaded with easy-to-use features that provide all-day comfort. Plus, during deer season, save $2,750 on all 3E Series models. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends August 4, 2015. Restrictions apply. See participating dealers for details.
Hey friends, don't let mosquitoes keep you indoors. This is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. The Brazos Valley is too nice a place to stay indoors because of mosquitoes. And mosquitoes aren't just a nuisance, they're a health risk. The proven ABC mosquito misting system automatically sprays insecticide at preset times or on demand and kills mosquitoes in all parts of your yard. For mosquito misting, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spyder line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spyder, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit. The new Spyder F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spyder F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spyder, riding has evolved.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply Free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, and free online banking. So if you're facing a change in your bank, why not change for the better? Prosperity's the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com. Member FDIC.
640, good morning. News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products, keeping your family comfortable all year long. Barker's Heating and Cooling.
High pressure is located just to the east of Galveston this morning. System's going to be responsible for lots of sunshine tonight. It'll be up around 90 this afternoon. Clear skies tonight, lows near 70. High pressure remains just off to our east tomorrow. More sun, highs approaching 90. Clear tomorrow night. Lows will drop back to about 70. A sunny day in the forecast for Friday. Temperatures are going to remain warm, up around 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, early on this summer, you got to get some rust off. And
they did knock the rust off last night for the Brazos Valley Bombers. That's their head coach, Kurt Dixon, on a lovely opening night. The Bombers did win. We'll have more on that. They've set the times for Aggie baseball in the Super Regional in Fort Worth. All that and more coming up in sports here in about 9 minutes. Excuse me.
All right. It's 6:41. We'll talk to John Rainey in studio this morning. Jason Bianski in studio this morning as well. As everybody's kind of meandered back home after the 84th Legislative District. Kind of do wins and losses and all that kind of stuff and see how that works.
Score keeping?
Yeah, well, we'll talk a little higher ed with John Rady since that's one of the committees that he was on, and we'll do that. I guess really things now kind of quieted down in Austin. Everybody's packing up their U-Hauls and going home, I guess. And
picking themselves up off the ground, shaking their heads, saying, "What the hell happened?"
Yeah, that, and of course, there are other people who are trying to decide if they're going to try to move up from the House to the Senate. Mm-hmm. And so we'll see. David Simpson, if you know who he is, he's a Republican from Longview who's done some interesting things. He's very Tea Party-ish. He's thinking about trying to move up into the Senate and take on Kevin Eltife, who is a pretty interesting fella. He's done a lot of things in his time in public life, and he may be trying to climb up. I'm not sure. We'll just see how all that works out. Interesting story, just in case you want to read it. It's in Bloomberg Business. I think it came out yesterday. Called Texas is All for Free Enterprise Until Lawmakers Show Up.
Ah! Oh,
dang. They mentioned, they said in January, as the legislature was convening, that that companies really had high hopes because you had Greg Abbott, the new governor, and Dan Patrick, the lieutenant governor, both very popular with the Tea Party, had started the year
talking about change, about how it was a new day in Texas. I think that is the words that Dan Patrick used in his inaugural. Well, you know, as time went on, that wasn't really necessarily the case. So we'll see. It's still a pretty good place to be. You just kind of wish they'd not futz with it. And as we talked about yesterday, the 84th is legislature really ended up being one that was not that memorable, which we hope is good. Hillary Clinton. I don't know if you've heard of her or not. She's the one who tells you to go to the back of the line. Her favorability rating has sunk to its lowest level.
Go to the end of the line.
Thank you.
Why don't you go to the end of the line?
Just go to the end of the line. That's exactly right there. Anyway, 50% view her unfavorably, putting her favorability rating pretty much underwater for the first time since March of 2001. That would be like a 14-year low. Additionally, voters who think she's honest and trustworthy has fallen 8 points over the last 15 months. Yeah, shocking. While those who think she cares about people like them has dropped 6 points in the last 11 months. And, you know, it'd be interesting. I remember when Bill Clinton was president, and it was a long time ago now, basically. We were eating out a lot more because we had kids at home. And we found a couple who we were friends with who liked the Clintons. And so we had the greatest dinner conversations with them, you know, because it was so hard to find somebody who was defending him at that time.
Right.
And so it was fun. You know, it really is. And we even still speak when we see each other. But anyhow, it's I'd like to be inside the brain of somebody who finally ticks over to the other side of this issue. Oh, well, yeah, maybe she's not honest and trustworthy. You know, what is it? What is the linchpin? What is the, again, to use a Malcolm Gladwell term, the tipping point? It's been used before he used it. But, I mean, what is the tipping point that causes people to then decide, well, maybe she's not honest and trustworthy? You know, how many, did it take the 85th story? Was it number 86 that finally changed your mind?
What made you pull the trigger?
Exactly.
Anyone who says she's honest and trustworthy can't be critically thinking. Well, they have to just be parroting the line because there's nothing that suggests that she is.
But tell me how much of all of this is not emotional anyway.
Right? It is.
Yeah, that is what that's about. I failed to mention, of course, obviously we're talking to Bill Flores this morning, too. We'll do that in the next hour. And he's been talking about some interesting energy things, and we'll mention that. And the president is, again, ramping up his war of words with Benjamin Netanyahu. The president tells Israel's Channel 2 network that Netanyahu's willingness to re-enter talks with the Palestinians contains, his words, so many caveats, so many conditions, that it is not realistic to think that those conditions could be met in any time in the near future. The danger here is that Israel as a whole loses credibility. Now, here's a guy who knows what he's talking about when he says lose credibility. I'm just saying that. But then Kevin pointed out to me that apparently Mr. Obama's belief in his dealing with Israel is much different than many other people.
I wish I could find the quote, because as soon as I told you, I went to look for it.
Yeah.
But at some point yesterday, he said that he was the most Jewish president that we've probably ever had.
David Axelrod, who did an interview on Monday where he described Barack Obama's frustrations with Israel, he told jpupdates.com, the president once vented, quote, "I think I am the closest thing to a Jew that ever sat in this office. For people to say that I am anti-Israel, or even worse, anti-Semitic, it hurts." I am the closest thing to a Jew that's ever sat in this office? Really? What color is the sky in his world? I'm just... Anyway, there you go. And that's Axelrod quoting the president. So just so you understand, that's a different reality than I would think. But okay, he's the president, so he must be right. 6:48.
Come stand with the 12th man at all Texas A&M athletic events. You make a difference for our student athletes in our venues. Tickets are available at 888-99-AGGIE or visit 12thman.com/tickets. Thanks and gig 'em. Aggie fans, Texas A&M Athletics is always just a few clicks away on your digital device. Stay connected by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Visit 12thman.com/social media for a complete social media directory.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Keep the pruning shears handy. There are plants that need your attention. Just when you think it's safe to put the shears away for a few months in the summer, some of your plants call out for help. I have some of the most critical guidelines of summer pruning. I'll be back with details right after this message. Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Mueller's backyard buildings are easy to assemble, affordable, and they offer a permanent storage solution right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and more than 30 colors to choose from, their backyard building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's Standard Series buildings are ready to go to work for you. From workshops to big barns, these pre-engineered, bolt-together buildings come in a variety of size and color options. You can also visit them online at MuellerInc.com to get a free customized building estimate. And while you're there, click on the color selector tool to make choosing the perfect combination of colors an easy decision. To find out more about Mueller steel buildings and metal roofing, call 877-2-MUELLER today. That's 877-268-3553 or visit them at MuellerInc.com. MuellerInc.com. MuellerInc.com.
The most important suggestion I can give you in pruning shrubs in the summer is that you avoid formal shearing. That advice goes year-round. Once you get into that rut, it takes work days every year just to keep the plants perfectly rounded, squared, or whatever unnatural shape you've selected. You want to choose a plant that meets the space and shape needs of its surroundings and then let it grow along to its genetic predisposition. Even our best shrubs, however, will need a little attention now and then. Use hand shears or loppers to cut each branch independently. That will prevent the highly sculpted look that you get from hedge shears. Trim away only the twigs and branches that cause the plant to be misshapen. Eleagnus and abelias are classic examples. Both have fairly normal rounded shapes, but each produces long, straight fishing poles that extend far beyond the body canopy of the shrub. By midsummer, both shrubs can be very untidy. Remove those long canes by clipping them off back into the main bodies of the shrubs. Other evergreen shrubs will need less attention, but even there you may need to remove a few branches that keep the plants from looking maintained. Crepe myrtles present their own special needs. Remove the spent flower heads immediately after the last petals have fallen. You don't want the plants to go to seed. Cut back into vegetative portions to encourage new growth and subsequent flowering. If your crepe myrtles are trained tree form and if they're putting out basal sprouts that threaten them to return to shrub form plants, you can remove those stems flush with the ground right away. Bush roses also need to be trimmed during the summer. While major shaping is usually done in mid to early February, you should trim off all the small summer flowers as the petals fall. Prune to the second or third five-leaflet leaf, always just above an outward-facing bud. Sometime in early August, you'll want to trim the plants back by one-third to stimulate strong regrowth and bloom in early fall. Then how about pruning shade trees? Most major pruning of shade trees is best left for the winter dormant period when sap activity is slowest. However, if you have big limbs or casting excessive shade on the turf below, remove them now. If you have dead branches, you can remove them now. You can actually prune oaks during the hottest part of the summer because the oak wilt mats are not active in the summer. New trees may need a little bit of special pruning to keep their growth on track. You need to shape and train trees like Chinese pistachios and others that tend to have erratic branching initially. I'm Neil Sperry, and bubbling beauties will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Hope you'll join us. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. ESPN and the NCAA have set the game times for this weekend's Fort Worth Super Regional between Texas A&M and TCU. They'll kick things off Saturday at 2, followed by a Sunday game at 1:15, and if necessary, they'll play on Monday, and get this now because it's TV schedules, at noon, 3, 6, or 7, if necessary. All sessions for the single game reserve seats for the Super Regional have been sold out. The only tickets remaining are single game general admission tickets, and they'll be made available Thursday at 8 o'clock via the TCU website. Pair of Aggies earned SEC Athlete of the Year honors as voted on by the conference coaches. Deion Lindor was selected as the men's SEC Runner of the Year for a second consecutive season, while Ionis Karazis was chosen as the men's SEC Freshman Field Athlete of the Year. A&M has received three Runner of the Year honors in the past two outdoor seasons, as Lindor and Olivia Opone swept those awards last year. The honor for Karazis is the fourth freshman honor for A&M and the first male recognition during the three outdoor seasons they've been in the SEC. The Brazos Valley Bombers reserved their winning ways at Cellucor Field by kicking off their quest for a third consecutive TCL championship. Bombers blew things wide open with a four-run seventh inning.
Hard hit line drive hit to left field. Libby going back, and that one's going to one-hop the wall. Norris had to stay up at second base. He's rounding third. Here comes the throw. It comes in. It's high, and Norris slides in safe. An RBI double for Louis Boyd, and the Bombers take a 4-3 lead.
Brazos Valley went on to a 7-3 win over the East Texas Pump Jacks last night. They'll square off again for the series finale tonight. First pitch at 7:05. In Major League Baseball, Evan Gattis hit a three-run shot to help the Stros.
Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on the slider, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros come back from an early 4-0 deficit to defeat the Baltimore Orioles 6-4, taking the first two games of this four-game series.
Houston was in a big hole early after a four-run second inning by the Orioles, but bounced back an inning later for their Major League-leading 17th comeback victory of the season. The O's stay in H-Town for a 7-10 start. That game on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. Joey Gallo hit an upper deck home run and did almost everything else you can do from the plate in one day.
Gallo swings it. It's a long drive to right center. Way back. It's history. Or is it? Oh, it dies on the top of the wall. Gallo's in at second base with a double. How did that ball stay out of the seats? He's a triple shy of a cycle.
Texas beat the Chicago White Sox 15-2 in their series opener. The Rangers and Sox again tonight at 7:05, and you can catch that one on The Zone HD 95.1-3. Minnesota Vikings running back Adrian Peterson made his return to the team facilities Tuesday, participating in organized team activities and ending an absence from the team that stretched nearly 9 months. Vikes coach Mike Zimmer said he was happy to get AP back.
We welcome him with open arms, unequivocally. You know, he's been such a tremendous, tremendous part of this organization. I have the utmost of respect for him, always have. I've always supported him 100%, and I will continue to do so as long as he's with us.
Peterson practiced for the first time since September the 12th, when he was indicted for injuring his four-year-old son for disciplining him with a switch. Seth Blatter's resigned as the FIFA president and is expected to step down within the next 9 months.
Disposal of my function.
The decision was announced just days after he was elected to his fifth term amid a corruption scandal that has led to federal indictments of 14 people. And now it's said the U.S. Justice Department is looking at Mr. Blatter's. In the NBA, the Golden State Warriors will have Klay Thompson available for Game 1 of the Finals against Cleveland tomorrow night. Thompson has been cleared to play after spending the past week recovering from a concussion that he suffered during the Houston game. Lord Stanley's Cup starts the battle tonight as the Chicago Blackhawks visit the Tampa Bay Lightning for Game 1 of the season finale. Predictions and projections for the series are coming from all sides, but it's always interesting to take a look at what the odds makers are saying. The Blackhawks are favored to win the Cup. The odds are set at 5-7. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hearing a lot about Uber lately, so we decided to get out there and talk to some actual Uber partners.
Is signing up to drive with Uber really hard?
It was simple and easy.
So if you have a phone, you can just sign up and earn money?
You just open the app whenever you feel like driving.
Sign up, drive, and you make some money.
Are the hours good?
I work less hours and I make more money.
Okay, this all sounds pretty great. What do you think I should do?
You need to sign up for Uber.
You can make serious life-changing money when you drive with Uber. Get started today at drivewithuber.com. That's drive with